Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parky Carcass!
Oh, my business is sure to be quiet. It's funny thing, everybody finds plenty of excuses why you don't do no business. Last week, I said the reason business was so quiet is because it was just before Easter. Next week, it'll be because it's right after Easter. Then after that, it'll be quiet because it's raining. Then after it stops raining and the sun comes out, everybody will go to the beach. Then before you look around, it'll be before Christmas, and you don't do no business then because people is busy shopping, you know. And, of course, after Christmas, everybody is broke. Then it'll be before Easter again, and that's where I came in, right here. Oh, well, I guess if you want for to look for excuses, could find plenty. Why, it's don't be no business.
Oh, hello there, Brother Parker Carcass.
Who is that calling me? Oh, he's Mr. Benson, the president of my lodge. Hello, Mr. Benson. I mean Brother Benson. I didn't know what you were eating here.
Yeah, I've just finished my lunch.
Sure.
They usually serve wonderful steaks here, Brother Parker Carcass.
Thank you.
I'm so stuffed I can hardly move.
You know, those steaks would be the best meat what you could get, Brother Benson. That's prize beef, you know.
Say, I haven't had a chance to see you since you were initiated into the lodge Wednesday night. That initiation sure is an impressive ceremony, isn't it?
Yes, I hear what it is, yes. You see, I didn't see very much what is going on. Don't forget I was blindfolded most of the time, you know. Say, President Benson, I meant for to ask you. Do you be related to the secretary of the lodge? His name is B. Benson, too, don't it?
Yes, that's my brother Fred.
Oh, your brother Fred. And the treasurer, his name is also Benson?
That's right, that's my brother Bill.
Oh.
But I know what's going through your mind.
Yes?
You think, like a lot of other people think, that if you want to be an officer in our lodge, you've got to be my brother. But that's not true at all.
It isn't.
Now you take our vice president, Frank Williams.
Yes?
He's not my brother.
Yes?
No, he's married to my sister. Oh, we've got a wonderful lodge there, Brother Fakikakis.
Yes.
Just like one big, happy family.
Yeah, sure sounds that way.
Say, speaking of my brother Fred, you know, yes, our wonderful secretary.
Yes.
He'll be in office 2 years next month, and we're going to celebrate it by giving him a little present.
Oh.
After all, he served faithfully, and it's only right for the lodge to get him a nice gift, you know, just to show our appreciation of the wonderful work he's done.
Show your appreciation? But somebody has told me what the secretary gets a good salary.
A good salary?
Yes.
Why, the lodge only pays him a measly $300 a month.
Oh.
But don't forget, for that, he has to put in about 7 or 8 hours' work on the books.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Sure. So all of our officers got together, and we thought it would be nice to get Fred something that he's been wanting for a long time.
That's good.
A big diamond ring.
Yeah. A big diamond ring? It sure is nice, all right. Yes.
I happen to know that he's had his eye on one particular diamond ring for months.
He
does. Oh, it's a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But then it should be a beauty. It costs $3,000.
The lodge is going to give your brother a diamond ring which has cost $3,000?
Well, of course, that includes the tax.
Oh, that includes the tax.
Now, I'll tell you what we're doing.
Yes?
In order to raise the $3,000, we've decided to sell 3,000 raffle tickets at $1 apiece.
Oh.
And we're going to have all our members sell them.
That's a good idea, sir. What are you raffling up?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No.
A beautiful camera that retails for $9.75.
So let me for to get this straight. You are going for to sell 3,000 raffle tickets for $1 apiece, and the prize is a camera what retails for $9.75?
And 2 rolls of film.
Oh, I see, yes.
And is that a dandy camera?
It is.
One of our members, Bill Murray, donated it.
Oh.
You know Bill Murray in the camera business?
Yes.
Wasn't that a nice thing for Bill to do?
Sure was, yes, sure was.
You know, Brother Fakikakis, that's one great advantage of belonging to our lodge.
Mm-hmm.
We've got such wonderful members, and it helps you so much in business, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for instance, One of our members has a haberdashery store. Anytime I go into that store and pick out a tie or a shirt or anything, he'll never charge me a cent for it just because I'm a lodge brother.
Oh.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it sure is, yes.
And take another one of our members, Charlie Carter.
Yes.
He's the manager of the Majestic Theater down the street here.
Yes.
You know, I can walk into that movie free anytime I want. Never lets me buy a ticket.
You don't, huh?
Say, incidentally, Brother
yes.
Parker Carter, how much do I owe you for that swell lunch I just had here?
Oh, that's all right, Brother Benson. Don't owe me nothing. How could I charge a large brother, you know?
Well, this is a very pleasant surprise. Yeah. I never expected this.
Oh.
I must tell our members how generous you are.
Yeah, but don't tell too many of them. I don't know if I could afford to be that generous, you know.
Now, Brother Parker Carcass, I want to leave this book with 10 raffle tickets for you to sell to all your friends and customers.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody will buy a ticket for only $1.
Oh, sure, especially when they know they got a chance for to win a beautiful camera for $9.75.
Uh-oh, look who's outside scooting across the street.
Yeah.
That mean old Brother Henderson. He's one of our members, you know.
Brother Henderson?
Yeah, he's in the automobile business.
Yes.
He must have seen me in here, that's why he shot across the street.
Uh-huh.
Every time he sees me, he runs away. I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings A Sunday Kind of Love.
I want a Sunday kind of love. A love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming. Every minute, every hour, every day, I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Say, suppose I came up here and said, yadda-dee-yadda-dee-yadda-dee, old goes, yadda-dee-yadda-dee-yadda-dee. Now, would that tell you one single thing about the taste and the marvelous aroma of old gold cigarettes? No, of course not. You cannot smoke a lot of mumbo-jumbo, but you can enjoy the pleasure of good quality tobaccos. And that's what I want to tell you about, the tremendous pleasure that's waiting for you in every pack of OG. After all, when you light an Old Gold, you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. There's a wise and mellow tradition behind those golden packs of cigarettes, a tradition nearly 200 years old. Its aim is simple, to give you the last ounce of pleasure from the last ounce of quality tobaccos. So try, just try a pack of Old Gold. Perhaps I should say it with sound effects, but all I keep thinking about is the sound of your smoking pleasure. And it gets down to this basic idea. Anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
Well, anyways, they sure printed up nice-looking raffle tickets here. Grand drawing for a beautiful 1947 camera to be held Wednesday, April 17th. Proceeds benefit Fred Benson, eminent secretary.
Hi, Parky. What you got there?
Oh, hello, Martha. There's a book of raffle tickets here. Oh. Say, maybe you'd like to take a chance. It's only a dollar.
Oh? Well, yeah. What's the money for, Parky?
Well, my lodge, you know, they want to raise $3,000 to buy the secretary a big diamond ring.
Your lodge is buying the secretary a $3,000
yes.
diamond ring?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. I guess because he only gets $300 a month for working on the book 6 or 7 hours. I don't know.
Well, what are they raffling off, Parky?
Oh, it's a beautiful camera. It retails for $9.75, including two rolls of film.
Parky, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. Selling 3,000 tickets for a dollar apiece, and the prize is a $9.75 camera.
Now look, Martha, don't blame me. You know, I don't got nothing for to do with that. The president entered the lodge, came in here personally, and he gave me the tickets for just to sell them. I just joined the lodge. I'm just a new member there. Only last week I was emaciated, you know.
I meant to ask you, Parky.
Yes?
Whatever made you join that lodge? I mean, what benefits do you get out of belonging?
Now, that's a pretty silly question, Martha. It's a wonderful thing for to belong to that lodge. In the first place, I meet lots of new people.
Well, how many new people have you met since you joined?
Well, I didn't meet none yet. You see, every time I've been up there, I've been blindfolded. Oh, but Martha, that lodge sure does a lot of wonderful work, though.
Like what, for instance?
Well, they hold meetings.
Well, why? Why do they hold meetings?
So they could take in new members.
Well, new members for what?
So they could collect the dues. Don't forget, the lodge has got to have money for all the important work what they do, you know.
Well, that's what I'm asking
yes.
you. What kind of important work do they do?
They run the lodge.
But why do they have to run the lodge?
So they could take in new members.
Well, look, Parky, it seems pretty silly to pay dues to a lodge whose only purpose is to take in a lot of new members.
Oh, they don't only got new members, Martha. You know, they got plenty of old members, too. And Dad, the old members' work is very important.
It is?
Yes.
Well, what do the old members do?
They take in the new members.
For what?
So they could pay dues. The lodges don't could run without money, you know, could they?
Oh, well, Parky, maybe your lodge is all right at that. I guess the lodge can be a very important asset to a community if it does nothing more than teach brotherly love.
Oh, Martha, my lodge has got the biggest brotherly love what there is. That's why they're running that raffle. The president is getting a $3,000 diamond ring for his brother. Couldn't show me no bigger brotherly love than that. Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parky. Hello, Martha.
Sell Opie one of your tickets, Parky. I'll see you later.
Yeah, sure.
What she means, sell me one of your tickets, Parky.
Opie, my lodge, it's running a raffle on a beautiful camera, and I'm selling the tickets for a dollar apiece. You know.
A camera?
Yes.
That's for me, Parky. I'll take 2 tickets.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, here you are. That's $2.
Okay, I owe you $2. Yeah. I'll pay you later.
Yeah. You'll pay me later? When?
As soon as I sell the camera.
As soon as you sell the camera? Sell what camera?
The one you're raffling off. You are raffling off a camera, ain't you?
Yeah, but how you mean you're going for to sell it? How you know what you're going for to win it?
Oh, do you mean to stand there and tell me there's a chance that I won't win it?
Why, sure is a chance what you wouldn't win it. Don't forget, there's 3,000 tickets and you're only taking 2.
Parky?
What?
I thought you was a good friend of mine.
I am, but what has that got to do with it?
Well, I never dreamed that you'd take $2 away from me and not give me nothing in return for it.
No, and how you mean give you nothing for it? I'm giving you the 2 tickets, don't I?
Yeah, but what good are the 2 tickets if I don't win the camera?
They're no good.
Well, that's what I've been telling you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Parky, charging me $2 for a couple of tickets that ain't no good.
Look, Hoppy, I'm sorry, but I started the whole thing, just forget it. Tell me when is your birthday. I'll buy you a camera. I'll give it to you for a present.
Oh, here comes Art Gilmore, Parky. Why don't you see if you can stick him with the ticket?
Stick him? Look, Hoppy, I don't want to stick nobody with nothing. Hello, Art.
Chief Parky, am I burned up? I was never so mad in my whole life.
What's the matter with you, honey? What are you so excited about?
Well, you see that fella standing there outside your restaurant?
Yes.
Well, that's the nerviest guy I ever did meet. Of all the crust. Why, he must think I'm a big chump or something. Why, do you know
that? Hey, take it easy. Never seen you so mad.
Well, do you know what that guy had the cheek to do?
What?
He tried to sell me a raffle ticket for $1. And if you win, you get a $9.75 camera.
You do, huh?
Yeah. The trouble is, that ain't the worst of it.
Yeah?
What do you think they're going to do with all the money they take in?
Buy somebody a diamond ring for $3,000?
Oh, you fell for it, huh, Parky? Well, that's what I call real thievery. I'm going to report that guy to the police. Here, hand me that phone.
No. Please, do not call the police. I hate for to tell you this, but that man standing outside is my brother.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Hopi Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing At Sundown. Like the cigarettes you smoke, if you think it gives you everything in the way of taste and flavor and aroma, well, don't let me disturb a pleasant relationship. But sometimes, just for the gamble of it,
Just to find out if you're missing something, try, just try a pack of Old Golds. After all, the folks who make this cigarette, why, they've got nearly 200 years' experience handling quality tobaccos. And all that taste and fragrance, well, it's there on purpose. And its purpose is to give you pleasure. So try, just try a pack of OGs. I kind of think you'll agree with me next time I say, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Buy them at your tobacco counters. Get them in the cigarette vending machines. And listen, here's something new in cigarette packaging. Old Golds handsome crush-proof pocket 40s. Available now or very soon at your tobacco dealers. Look for them.
That was been able for to sell even one raffle ticket. I must have asked 50 people here. Everybody's turned me down. I think what I'll have to buy the whole book myself. Yeah, I'll give the President Benson the $10, charge the whole thing up to profit and loss. Some profit there, yes. Oh, well.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Carcass, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct, yes.
Hey, Opie tells me that you are selling some raffle tickets.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I'm going to ask you to do me a big favor.
Yes?
I hope that you won't turn me down.
What is it?
Would you please sell me a couple of them raffle tickets?
You say what you would like for to buy a couple of the raffle tickets?
Well, no, not exactly buy them.
Yes?
You see, I'd kind of like to work it out on an eggs exchange basin.
An eggs exchange basin?
Mm-hmm.
How you mean?
Well, let me give you an example.
Go ahead, give me an example.
Okay. Now, look, see, if I buy something from you...
Yes?
It is only fair that you should buy something from me in return. Hmm?
Hmm?
That's what we call recipe atrocity.
Recipe atrocity? You mean what you are selling raffle tickets to?
Well, no, not exactly raffle tickets.
Yes?
But I do just happen to have a little punch board here in my pocket.
A punch board?
Mm-hmm.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I want for to spend no money on punch boards. I don't think...
Oh, look, you don't spend no money with my punch board.
Don't?
Oh, no. Most of the numbers that you punch, they cost you nothing.
You say the numbers don't cost you nothing?
Uh-huh.
Don't understand that.
Well, let me explain how it works.
Go ahead, Edge, and explain it. Yes.
You see, there's 100 numbers on this board, see?
Yes.
But 85 of these numbers are free.
Free.
There's only 15 numbers that you got to pay for.
Oh.
See, I got a list here of what the pay numbers cost, like, yes. Oh, let's say, maybe 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents, see?
Oh.
But don't you worry about that,
yes.
Because you very seldom hit a pay number, because, like I said, most of the numbers are free.
I see, but... Even if I'm done hopping for the punch a free number, then it's only cost me 2 or 3 cents.
Correct it.
Yes.
Go ahead. Punch out a number.
Okay, I think that I'll punch out this number right here in the middle.
Yeah, that one.
There. There you are.
All right. What number did you get?
I got to open it up here. Number 36.
What'd they tell you? It's a free number.
Free number?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like this game. I only hope what number 36 is winning the prize.
Wait a minute. You say number 36?
Yeah, 36.
Uh-huh. Thought you said 46. Number 36 will cost you $4.95.
$4.95?
That's right.
I thought you said, even if you don't get a free number, it'll only cost me 2 or 3 cents.
Yeah, well, I forgot to tell you.
Yes?
Out of the 100 numbers, there are three numbers. They cost $4.95.
But
I don't see how you can miss all them free numbers. When there's 85 of them in there. Go ahead, take another punch.
No, I don't think that I better take no more punches.
Oh, yes. Well, look, the next punch is sure to be free. That'll mean that you got two numbers for $4.95 instead of just one.
Oh.
See, that's how you average it up.
Well, average it up, huh?
That's right.
Well, that sounds logical, yes.
Certainly.
But just to manage that, out of 100 numbers, I got to punch the most expensive one.
Yeah.
Let me put this in. I think without punch, this number right here.
This one?
There. There you are. Mm-hmm. Number 97. 97? Yes.
Boy, you're sure running in hard luck.
What is it?
$4.95
too. I thought with that raffle tickets was bad, but believe me, this punch board has got it beat.
Well, look, take another punch. Got to hit a free one now. There ain't no big ones left.
No.
You punched them all out. Go ahead, take another punch.
Look, Mr. Sharp, tell me how much I owe you now and let me for to pay you and leave me alone. I do not want for to take no more punches.
Now, Mr. Pankakakis, the trouble with you is that you get discouraged too easy.
Yes?
What you want to do is keep a stiff upper stiff.
Stiff upper stiff?
Yeah. Now, look, yes. I'm going to make you a sporting preposition.
Go ahead.
You punch out another number, and if it ain't a free number...
Yes?
Don't have to pay me for it. Pay for it myself. Fair enough?
That's fair enough. You try to take another punch, and if it's going to be free, I don't got to pay for it.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll punch this number here. There, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's a free number?
No. Number 7 is 3 cents, but you don't have to pay. See, I told you I would give it to you for nothing. Yes, sir. Looks like you're running into all that free stuff now, don't it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, take another punch.
Okay, there. Number 72.
72?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
No.
Bet you won't believe this.
Yes, I will. $4.95.
Now, Mr. Pankakakis, I assure you, I have never seen this happen before. Why, out of 85 numbers on this board, there were only 3 numbers, which are $4.95. You had to hit them all.
Yeah, well, don't worry, Mr. Sharp. If it had to happen to anybody, it had to happen to me. Don't you worry about that.
Well, okay, there's only one number left on the board. It's the last number. Go ahead, punch it out.
No, I don't want to take no more punches. I know that.
Oh, look, the last number is free.
The last number?
Yes, sir. Whoever punches out that last number gets it free.
Now, look, are you sure whoever punches out the last number gets it free?
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, you sure get all the lucky breaks, don't you? I mean, you being around here to punch out that last number.
Yes.
Well, go ahead, punch it out.
Okay. There. Yeah. Number 12.
Number 12.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
What is it?
Number 12 is a winner number. Well, how do you like that?
Yes.
Not only do you get the number free, but number 12 also wins the big capital prize.
It does?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my, you know, that would be the first time that I never won anything in my whole life.
What do you know?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Number 12 wins the big prize.
That's right.
It was worth that whole investment when I made that. Say, Mr. Sharp, incidentally, I didn't ask you, what is the prize?
Mr. Pankakakis.
Yes?
You win a life membership in my lodge.
Your lodge? Oh, for heaven's
ladies and gentlemen, tonight marks the last program in this series of broadcasts. In saying goodbye, I want to thank our sponsors, the Peel Oil Art Company, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes. I guess being in business for almost 200 years has taught the Old Gold people not only how to make fine cigarettes, but also how to make fine friends. I mean, they know how to treat the help nice. Yes, friends, being associated with Old Gold these past 2 years has really been a treat instead of a treatment. So much so that I sincerely hope that when Meet Me at Parkies returns to the air in the fall, our new sponsor will be just as considerate. I also want to thank all of you, our listeners, for letting us come into your homes for these past 2 years. Thanks for your many wonderful letters of encouragement. I want to thank my cast, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard...